And it's just after 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. And that means it's definitely time for Partners in Crime. I'm Paul Neeson. I'm very pleased to have in the studio someone who's been on the radio here before, but it's great to have her back. I've got Abigail Pretorius in the studio with me, better known to a lot of you as Abby. Kia ora, Abby.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. It's lovely to be here.
Great to have you here. And I was going to have you on an earlier season of this show, but it didn't work out, did it?
No, it didn't. I had the flu.
I was going to say you stood me up, but it wasn't quite like that, was it?
No, it wasn't like that at all.
You were a bit under the weather, as they say.
Yeah.
But all better now?
All better now. Yeah. Ready to go.
I had my fingers crossed for today.
Oh.
Hoping you wouldn't get the flu or anything else again.
Yeah, no, honestly. It's been going around.
Yeah. Here you are, live in person on the radio once more.
Mm.
And you've also brought your guitarist, Felix.
I have, yes. So he's waiting, ready for a performance, I think.
Looking forward to that. So we've shut him out of the studio at the moment. We'll get him in a little bit later, because you're going to perform a piece of music for us.
Yes. So this song has been in the works for a little while.
Mm.
And I know that I've definitely been keeping people waiting. But, so it's called Fellow Feeling, and we are going to perform it live here today. So I'm super excited to show.
Absolutely, because it'll be one of the first performances of it, but not exactly the first, will it?
Not exactly the first. So people that were at the Paraparaumu Market, Paraparaumu Beach Market, they'll possibly remember this song. I did perform it there first. And, so we're going to do that here today.
Very, very exciting. Now, I want to go back before we talk about other things to your other singles.
Yeah.
Because we've played them here on the station quite a lot. Mm. The first one was Low and the second one was Free Fall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how was the reception for both of those?
It's actually quite good. I didn't expect it to do much, really, because I didn't do, like, the utmost promotion for them. So I kind of just put them out there and hoped for the best. And I honestly feel like I couldn't have done any better with them. The people really loved them. I'm just so thankful that was actually the way that things went.
And when you performed them live, people knew them, did they?
Yes, yeah. So, no, it was really cool that people recognize the songs. Yeah. So, yeah.
And you've got quite a following on social media.
All 600 of them. No, I absolutely love that. It's really amazing. The music videos out of all of them, I feel like, was received very, very well.
Yeah.
And that was honestly just a gift to be able to do that. And do it to the best of my capabilities and hope for the best,
It all turned out really, really well. And I know a lot of your followers are listening to the station right at the moment.
They are. Hello. Hi, guys.
So it's great to have you all along on the show, as well as you performing your new song, which we'll do a little bit later, I think.
Hmm.
We're going to play some music, aren't we?
We are. I'm super excited.
You've made some choices. I've made some choices. I know what yours are. You don't know what mine are.
Except it's a mystery.
So we're going to find out, but you're starting first, and I noted when I looked through the list of songs that you chose for this afternoon, they were all by women artists.
They were, yeah.
Was there a reason for that?
Honestly, a lot of the artists that I chose have inspired me over the years since I was a little girl, and I feel like they've really opened up the image for me to be like, oh, this is something that I could do. I could see myself doing this. And it wasn't really on purpose. It was actually just a happy coincidence. But, I'm so happy that it turned out that way.
So I did the same. I chose women singers as well. Mm-hmm. And what's more, I noticed all your singers were, you could describe them, I guess, as strong women.
Powerhouse
women. So I tried to do the same.
Oh, awesome. I'm excited.
But we're starting with Lady Gaga and Beyonce together.
Yes, I know.
Tell us about this tune.
Right, so The first time I actually listened to this was around the first time that I came to New Zealand, so when I moved here, and I was living up in Auckland, and I remember this coming on the radio, and I turned to my mum, and I was a bit nervous, because obviously, I came from like a strict family, so listening to Lady Gaga was kind of considered as something like a little out there, you know, yeah. But I remember the song coming up, and I was just absolutely fell in love with it. I'm like, Beyonce as well, you know, because obviously love Beyonce. So both of those two together, they just came up with like the biggest tune. Yeah.
And it's been a favorite of yours ever since?
It has. I mean, I used to rehearse this song. The minute it came out, I would find it on YouTube, and I found all the lyrics and everything, and I'd do the backing tracks. And the minute that like the rap came on, and I was like, oh, I need to learn the rap and everything. And I'm not much of a rapper, so I thought it was the fastest thing in the world trying to get a hang of that.
Yeah.
But it was the first thing that I ever did that was remotely, yeah, rap, which was interesting, yeah.
And do you perform it live or not?
No, but I think I should. I did it at karaoke maybe last week.
Oh, there you are. That's almost performing it live.
Almost, yeah.
Perhaps you need to put it in your set list.
Possibly.
Here's Telephone.
Hello, hello, baby, you called. I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say, say. What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you. I'm kind of busy.
Sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time. Please check the number or try your call again. Why are there lots of songs about telephones, Abby?
I wouldn't know.
Telephone line, electric light orchestra. Erica Badu, do you know Erica Badu?
Erica Badu? No, I don't.
She's put a whole album out of telephone songs. It's called But You Can't Use My Phone.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's really, really good. But it seems to be lots of songs about telephones. I wonder why. Well, maybe it's just because people use them all the time.
It has to be, right?
And always have.
Yeah.
Yeah, even the old-fashioned phones that you dialed up.
Maybe it's specifically for that little telephone technique that they're always doing. You know, like
maybe
a little talking thing.
Yeah, and they like to have answer phone messages and, yeah, you know, like the end of that one, this person is not available. Yeah, so that came out in about 2012.
Mm.
And you were about 10 at the time that that entered your consciousness.
Yeah, I was. And it hasn't left since, I'll tell you now. No, growing up on dance music and things like that, I mean, I started dancing when I was 3, so... Mm. Mm. I was always onto, you know, the latest pop music and everything like that. So the minute that this came out, it was like a big thing. Obviously, with Lady Gaga and Beyonce doing it together, was a huge thing to listen to. And honestly, yeah, still blows my mind to this day.
Well, that's good. Good music should do that all the time. Every time you hear it,
yeah.
Absolutely. Now, what have you been doing since we last spoke on air? I think we last spoke on air when Freefall came out. That
right.
was a little time ago. How long ago was that?
I think that was in 2000 and... What is it? It was 2023?
Maybe 2023.
2023.
So, yeah.
I think that's when I released that.
Couple of years ago. What have you been doing since?
So I've been doing... There was a music video awards show that I did,
mm-hmm.
And managed to win that, which was
well done.
Crazy. So did that, then I think it's just been really learning how to produce my own music, and I took a bit of a break really between releasing Freefall and now moving on to my next single, mostly because I thought I needed a bit of a refresher, and I wanted to kind of hone in on my craft and learn all the little nitty-gritty bits and things that I guess not all vocalists really take the time to do. I feel like if you're going to have a passion in music, you should definitely try and explore all aspects. And yeah, it doesn't come naturally to me, I'll tell you that. So I definitely need some more time on that. But that's kind of something that I've been exploring. And a lot of writing. Mm-hmm. And I've been obviously performing with Felix, my guitarist. A lot of local gigs and busking and, yeah, just having a bit of fun, really.
Great. And building your audience.
Building my audience.
And
Hello.
Your followers on social media. Hundreds and hundreds of them, and no doubt there'll be a few more very soon when the new song comes out. But I get ahead of it myself. So just doing that and taking the break from music, have you sort of had a bit of a job? Have you?
Yes, actually. Yeah.
What have you...
What's
your real job?
My real job? let me think. So, I'm currently working with animals. I'm working in retail. And I mean, I can't necessarily specify, but
okay.
I'm not allowed to, that's all. But
a big secret, okay, we
big,
can
big
live
secret.
With that.
But it's lovely because I work with a bunch of little puppies and fish
nice.
And things. You could probably guess now, but
yeah. So you like animals as well as music?
I love animals, yeah. They're really sweet. Yeah,
have pets of your own?
Got three cats.
Three cats, goodness me.
I grew up with four cats, but as the family kind of split around and my sister's moved down south, she's taken her cat. Now we've got three. Yeah, they're really, really sweet.
I'm sure they are.
Do you have any pets?
No.
No?
We used to.
Petless.
Petless at the moment. We used to have a dog.
Oh, yeah.
When our kids were a lot younger. The dog, she was great. Little fox terrier was running around everywhere, barking madly.
Yeah.
Sort of half fox terrier and half heading dog, came off a farm.
Aww.
So loved chasing everything.
Of course.
Was sort of bred into her. But she passed away and we never, ever replaced her.
Oh, little buddy.
bunny.
Yeah.
Yeah, we started traveling and things like that. As,
that's the saddest part, I think.
As you do, and I think if you have a dog especially, you need to be able to be there for the dog.
No, you do. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, it goes in with their training and everything. You need to be there for your animal. And it's like having a little two-year-old running around, you know? So you kind of... You can't leave a two-year-old by themselves. You're definitely not going to leave your dog by themselves.
But we now live in a place, a bit of a community, where a lot of other people have dogs.
This is true. Yeah. Yeah.
And so we can enjoy other people's pets.
And that's awesome. Yeah.
That is. Right, on to my choice of music. Let's get on to it.
Ooh.
Now, this artist, a female artist, of course, a strong woman, very much so, was on your original playlist for when I had wanted to have you in here last season of Partners in Crime.
Ah, okay.
So it's Nina Simone.
Yes.
I think you chose Feeling Good.
Yes, I did.
Which is a fantastic song.
I absolutely love that song.
Yeah. Well, I haven't chosen that one.
Which one did you choose?
I chose perhaps maybe her best known one.
Which one?
Young, Gifted, and Black.
Oh, my gosh. No, I love that song.
You love that song?
I do love that
song. So do I. I've always loved this song.
That's awesome.
Ever since it first came out.
Wait a minute. Were you around for that?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wasn't that long ago.
That's awesome.
It was... Was it late 60s, early 70s that came out?
Yes, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, so you would... This is awesome. This is really great news.
Is it? Why is that?
Because you're a fan of Nina Simone.
I'm a fan of lots of musicians.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm looking forward to listening.
Okay, here's Nina Simone in Young, Gifted, and Black.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. It is... Lady Gaga, again. Oh, well. What happened to Nina Simone?
I mean, we love Lady Gaga, but yes, where
we
is Nina Simone?
Here we go. Let's go to Nina Simone. This is better. Here we go. We'll go straight to Lord.
Ah.
And we'll talk about this song and the previous one at the end of this one.
I've been fighting a war. I can't talk to you or your friends. It's not only you. My heart jumps around when I'm alluded to. This will not do. 'Cause I was raised up to be ignored, to be noticed. But when you're withdrawn, it's the closest thing to someone eyes on you. This will not do.
Her very first EP, before she was well known, really.
Yeah. So I think the first time that I listened to this was when her first album came out. I was really inspired by her, obviously, because she came from New Zealand and she was in the same city that I was living in at the time. And she just made it seem so much more possible for your dreams to come true in music. I think, you know, blowing up, doing arenas, doing major performances and things. And she was so young at the same time, and I think any musician at that age would have been very inspired. Any New Zealand musician growing up at that age would have been super inspired by her. And I definitely, was, and I still am. She's really awesome. This song actually gave me goosebumps the first time I listened to it, and it yeah, inspired me to look into her, the rest of her music that she had released. And I found out about her EP that she released, and this was on it. And she had a performance, and she opened with this. And I think it was her first one. I'm not too sure about that. But, yeah, and she made quite an entrance with it. And, yeah, just everything that went into it, you can kind of listen to it in the background or listen to it. You know, it's inspiring the way that she's put it all together. No, absolutely love Lorde. She's awesome.
And songs that give you goosebumps are really good songs, aren't they?
Always.
Any music that triggers an emotional response, and goosebumps is an emotional response, is a really good thing to happen with music. All musicians want to do.
Well, that's the thing. You need to have an impact on somebody. Otherwise, it's not, what are you doing? You know, it's art.
Exactly.
And she really does that very well, I think, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And the previous song was Nina Simone, To Be Young, Gifted in Black.
Yes.
And while that was playing, I was telling you that Aretha Franklin also did a really great version of that song.
Which
and
I
you didn't know.
No, I had no idea. No, I would love to know more, actually, because apparently, yeah, because we were talking about it a little bit off while it was playing.
Yeah.
And you were pretty much saying that she had a whole album of that. And
album came out in mid-70s, named after the song Younger in Black, and that song, of course, was on it.
Yes.
And a whole lot of other songs, some original Aretha Franklin songs and some cover songs.
Wow.
So Abby's written down the name of the artist and the name of the album.
I have
to. And she's promised to go and listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm aware of the artist, but I just didn't know about the album, which I think is crazy. I should.
So do you come from a musical family?
In a way, of sorts. Yes, I do.
Tell us more.
So, nobody necessarily in music. I mean, yeah, industry-wise, they don't necessarily know what's going on, but very music enthusiasts. My grandma, she's got a whole collection of records and vinyl records that she keeps, and I grew up on all of that. And every time we would go visit my grandparents quite often, and my grandpa and my grandma, they're honestly one of my biggest inspirations getting into music, because my grandma, she was a very big Elvis fan. Like, my grandpa, you look at photos of him back in the day and you could tell, like, she chose him because he looks like Elvis. He had an Elvis resemblance. Their love story is actually quite sweet. I won't get into it. But, my grandpa, he absolutely loves jazz. And so,
good on him. I do too.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. No, so he's very much into jazz music, and he inspired me in that way, because my dad, he's very much 70s, 80s, you know, he loves that sort of thing, and he'll listen to things from like the 50s, 60s, but mostly like rock and roll and I think they call it dad rock. Which is, something that he's really interested in. And I was very inspired by that, of course, as well, growing up. I mean, how could you not? And he was my role model, and he still is my role model. So, but my granddad with jazz, it feels so different to other music that you listen to. Even the beat, of course, it's like it's offbeat, and it's improv. A lot of it is improv. And the vocalists as well, all the techniques that go into being a jazz musician, a jazz vocalist, there's a lot of things that you can do there. There's actually a long period of time, even writing my songs, I would sing them offbeat as opposed to onbeat, trying to transcribe it to my guitarists. And that was a process in itself. But, because most musicians that you talk to, they're more, you know, you start with the on beat and then you add whatever else you want to do. And if it's jazz, of course, you're going to look at it as off beat. But me being a pop singer, you wouldn't assume that that's the route that I would take, but I did.
And I think it comes through in the two songs that I've heard so far, and I'm looking forward to hearing it come through in the latest song, which shortly we're going to hear. We're going to get Felix in and Abby and Felix are going to perform. So whenever you went to your grandparents, music was playing?
Music was playing. There was not a day that there wasn't music playing. And even, I mean, when my mom was pregnant with me, she would put a little, she would put little earphones on her belly. And she would play like high frequency music, classical music, Bach, Beethoven, like all of that kind of stuff. Because apparently there's, I don't know if it's real or not, but it would make you creative. And all of her daughters, me and my two sisters included, all went into creative industries. So I think there's a bit of truth there.
Absolutely. They say you should definitely, you know, they say you should read to children before they're born. Mm. And you should also play them lots of music as well. Excellent. So your dad was into 70s, 80s rock music. Mm-hmm. I've got an 80s tune.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Gwen Guthrie, who was a great songwriter, and other people did her songs, and then in the 80s, she started performing them. Mm. This was a big hit for her. It's called Ain't Nothing Going On But The Rent.
I feel that.
No romance without finance. I said no romance without finance.
What do you think of that one, Abby?
I was vibing. That's a cool song.
And you hadn't heard it before, ever?
No, never. No. It was really cool.
Great. Yeah, well, it is. It's great.
Yeah.
Chugs along really nicely. It's funky and got a good sort of disco-y beat, although it was really in the 80s. It was after the disco craze, really.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so it came at like a weird timing, I guess. But
yeah, I guess.
That's awesome. Yeah. No, I was definitely enjoying that. It sounds very African-inspired with that beat. Yeah.
Really good lyrics as well. No romance without finance.
Yeah.
Talk about having songs by strong women. That's one of them.
That exactly.
Yeah, she knows what she wants. And you know what you want in music too. What are your ambitions in music from here on in? I mean, you've had a really good start.
Thank you.
What comes next?
So I think... would love to take it as far as it will take me, you know? As far as I can possibly take my music, I would love to do that. It's about the fun of everything, and it's about the people. So the way that you impact people, I think we talked a little bit on that today. As long as my music continues to do that, I feel like I'm successful. I've got some bigger plans, that's for sure.
Good. And you write songs too, don't you?
Yeah. Everything you'll hear from me that isn't a cover, I've written.
Yep.
Yeah.
So how do you know when you're writing a song that it's going to be good and people are going to like it?
Okay. So my process is a little bit interesting. I usually work with a lot of white noise and I'll probably start with a bass, and I don't necessarily play an instrument. I have played guitar on here before, but it's not my strong suit. So when I write, it's usually in my head, and I'll freestyle onto a beat that I've got in my head. It usually starts with, like a bass and rhythm. The way that I can kind of tell that it's going to be a good song is the catchier it is, really. And if it made me feel something. So, if it's something from something honest, and something true to me, I feel like it could definitely speak to somebody else, because it starts, we're all very similar, we all kind of are connected in some sort of way, and experiences are not limited to just one person. So, if I can sing about it, I can relate to other people and they'd possibly be able to relate back.
So your songs are personal and about you, or do you sort of describe things about other people or feelings that other people might have?
That too. It really just depends. It's when something hits me, it starts with the artist. So if it hits me in an emotional way, whether it's an idea or it's something that's happened to a friend, to me, to a family member, or just something going on in the world, I'll write about it, because it's almost like therapy in a way, people write in journals, I write music.
Now, talking about songs that hit you, I listened to your next pick, and I hadn't heard of the artist before, nor the song, obviously. I'd heard about the person that does it with her, Bjork. I knew her music, but I didn't know Rosalía's music. Now, she's Spanish, I found out.
She is, yeah, but she's actually mainstream as well. She's made it through to mainstream music, and she's so, so talented. This album that has just come out that she's promoting, she's done completely classically. And she's not a classical musician. She has done classical training before, but that's not what she's known for. So it's a completely different ballgame. And she's done it all in like different, like several different languages as well. That I'm showing you is going to be in German, so it's also very popular. So if you're online, you'll possibly already know this. It's quite pretty much everywhere. She's predominantly Spanish, but she's a pop artist. So,
And it looks like on the cover of her album, she's dressed like a nun.
She is, yeah. It was her experience with Catholicism, I think, that inspired this album. So.
Right.
Yeah.
And it is very choral as well. It's almost like it hymn-like quality of some of the music on it, like sort of church music, which a lot of good music comes out of churches, absolutely, lots of artists. Mm. We had Nina Simone before, Gwen Guthrie before, they both came through the church learning their craft and learning their music. So, we had to find a clean version of this song, though, didn't we, Abby?
Mostly just the ending bit, but that was easy done. We just cut that out, mixed it up a little bit for you. You're welcome.
thank you very much for doing that. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been able to play it.
We can't have that.
So in relation to that, I interviewed an artist called Thea, New Zealand artist, on Focus on Arts program on this radio station. Now, she's got a new album out, Girl in a Savage World, which is absolutely fantastic.
I've heard
about her religious upbringing as well, in part. And it's got choirs in it as well, so it's very choral, hymn-like, church-type music in that too. So I was interested when I heard the Rosalia track.
Yeah, because it does relate back, and I think that's really awesome.
Yeah.
I've definitely come across her on social media before as well, and her music is really, really great, yeah.
She's so talented. So, but let's hear Rosalia. What's the song called, Abby?
I think I'm going to butcher the actual saying of that. It's Bellheim? I think it's Bergheim. Bergheim, that's how
Bergheim.
You say it. Bergheim, okay. Yes.
Well, let's hear it. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? And a surprising ending, Abby, to that one. What happened there? I just thought I had... Here's it, just a scratch in Taylor.
Knees that bend.
Let's hear this one.
I see in colours that there is no end.
Wellington singer.
Oh, okay.
Warmth in my blood and air in my lungs. Words in my head waiting to be sung. Dance in my hips, sore feet to match. Boosted with bumps, itches to scratch. Fear in my heart, but so too is love. All of the things you were afraid of. Birds in the air and grass underfoot. Changing the way on how I look. And my things to let you down. All you have to do is look around. You'd be surprised at how many things are calling your name and the joy they bring. Whoever said cliches were cheesy like Sunday morning? Bring tears to my eyes. No one is ever too tough to cry. Lose all the luggage you thought that you needed. Let go of the coals that are burning your fingers. And finally one day you will see. Grateful to be alive. Be alive. Be alive. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Wonderful song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Great horn section in it as well.
You can tell that it's from Wellington.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's got that Wellington sound.
It has the Wellington vibe, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Very easy breezy,
excellent.
Perfect
and,
for summer.
And the Rosalie before it started out like a classical tune, classical music.
And that never happens, you know, in pop music nowadays. It just doesn't happen. Mm. So she really just set the standard way up there. For people to come, yeah.
Certainly did. Mm. Now, we've got Felix in the studio, but I can't see him. He's sitting on the floor. Hi, Felix.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
You're good. Now, Felix is Abby's guitarist, but you had another guitarist before Felix, didn't you?
Yes, well, I was working with a pianist that was, he was playing keyboard, and I think last
we had the keyboard in, that's right.
Yeah. So, I still talk to him, of course, but...
But he's fired.
He's fired.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
He's definitely not fired.
Well, I hope Felix doesn't get fired.
I'm next.
No. No, it's just how it goes. You know, you play music with a bunch of musicians, and you find the right one for the right songs.
Of course, that's how it goes. Felix is right for your new song.
Oh, perfectly. Yeah.
Well, we're going to hear it in a minute. The time has come.
You be the judge.
First of all, this is all ready to go. It's recorded to be released sometime soon.
So it is in the works at the moment.
Okay.
We're wanting to release it sometime next year. So you definitely should keep an eye out for that. And if you want to see it live, we are going to be performing next week, Friday, at the Christmas Fair at the Parapara'uma Beach Kindergarten from 5 to 6. And, yeah, you should definitely come through. I think it'll be a little bit of fun.
I'm sure it'll be a great show.
Yeah.
Now, you produced the recording of it yourself, or you are producing the recording of it yourself, or do you have a producer?
So the person that produced both of my other two songs has actually produced this one for us as well. His name is Jam, and he's absolutely amazing. If you liked both of the songs that I had before, this one's got a very similar vibe to it, but very summery. So hopefully we can get that one to you soon.
Well, let's hear it now. Live performance, the second time it's been performed live that I know of anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Felix is ready to go on the floor. You're ready to go with the microphone near you as well. So just introduce the song and just start it when you're ready.
Awesome. All right. Well, this is Fellow Feeling, and I hope you enjoy it.
Don't need another bus, but us, baby,
that's it.
That's it.
Fantastic. Thank you, Abby. That was really, really wonderful.
Thank you.
And quite different from low or free fall.
Mm-hmm.
So that time off writing songs and all the things that you did has really paid off.
Thank you.
It's nice and melodic. It moves along really well. It's a really good song.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to do well. So I hope all your fans out there listening in this afternoon enjoyed that.
I hope so, too.
I certainly did. And you'll keep Felix on?
Yes,
You're not fired, Felix?
You're not going anywhere, Felix.
Hey.
It's all good. Okay, we're coming up to 5 o'clock, and that means just about time for Focus on Art. So very quickly, thank you, Abby, for coming along today. I've thoroughly enjoyed talking to you and playing some of my selections and listening to yours as well. It's been great.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. It's been lovely being here as well.
And no doubt we might even do it again sometime. Who knows?
Of course.
Now, we're going to go out with your choice of song, Miley Cyrus and Can't Be Tamed. How's that?
I like that one.
Okay. Thanks, Abby. All the best.
Bye.
Crazy, have to get my way up 24 hours a day, cause I'm hot like that. Every guy everywhere just gives me mad attention, like I'm under inspection. I always get the 10, cause I'm built like that. I go through guys like money flying out the hands. They try to tame me, but they realize they can't. And every tomorrow is a day I never plan. If you're gonna be my man, understand. I can't. Intentions, I'll tell ya, I'm not here to sell ya, or tell you to go to hell. I'm like a puzzle, but all of my pieces are jagged. If you can understand this, we can make some magic. I'm wrong like that. Can't.